Egypt's top court begins an open-ended strike after a protest by Muslim Brotherhood supporters outside the courthouse. The Supreme Court was due to rule on the legality of an assembly that drew up a controversial draft constitution. This has added to tensions over the president's newly self-granted powers. At least 15 people are killed in a car bomb attack in Syria's western city of Homs. 24 more are wounded. A series of bomb attacks have rocked different Syrian cities over the past months. The government blames foreign-backed armed groups. Almost final results of Slovenia's presidential runoff vote are out. Former Premier Borut Pahor has become the fourth president of Slovenia since its independence in 1991. Pahor was backed by the center-left, that is, opposition Social Democrats. Sunday's vote comes amid rising discontent with the government over austerity cuts. While angry protesters rally against joblessness and harsh police tactics in northern Tunisia, riot police used tear gas and bird shots to disperse protesters in the town of Siliana. The protesters were calling for the downfall of the country's new rulers. Medical sources say 17 people were blinded by bird shot. Bahraini protesters have once again defied the regime's heavy-handed crackdown to express solidarity with jailed rights activists. This is Bahrain's National Al-Wafaq Party has lashed out at the regime's suppression of people. Saudi-backed forces have killed scores and injured many more since last year. The UN chief calls Israel's new settlement expansion plans illegal under international law and a fatal blow to any prospects for peace with Palestinians. Tel Aviv's announcement of some 3,000 new settler units comes in the wake of a historic UN vote to upgrade Palestine's diplomatic status to a state. In Turkey, police and Kurdish protesters clash in the southeastern province of Diyarbakir. At least two protesters were injured after police used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the crowd. The clashes erupted after police tried to disrupt a funeral for two Kurdish militants killed by Turkish troops. In the U.S., Republican House Speaker John Boehner says his country's fiscal cliff talks are going nowhere. He says Congress will never give up the power to use the debt ceiling for political leverage. Republicans insist raising the tax rate on the wealthiest Americans would be counterproductive, while Democrats think otherwise.